and he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. So Abraham, in front of God's eye, Abraham righteous because of Abraham believed God. So we must do the same thing as, you know, as Abraham did. You know, God gave him a great nation promise. Not only that, God gave him that blessing promise as well. And verse 2, you see there, I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. So a blessing promise, we see Abraham's name would be great, and that he would be a blessing to other. God is start with good, and he will finish until the end. Philippians 1:6, the Bible says, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. That is our promise that God gave us for each one of us, his children, as his children. So the blessing promise, the great nation promise, not only that, the worldwide promise as well. Verse 3, Genesis chapter 12, verse 3 said, I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. So, and the worldwide promise, all peoples on earth would be blessed through him. All people, will be blessed through Jesus Christ. That's why the Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, believe in him, should not perish, but have everlasting life. See, we see in God invitation for universal invitation for all mankind. That is our God. What a lovely God. But it's involved personal decision. We must believe on his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as personal savior. 1 John chapter 5, verse 13 said, these things are written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. That is personal decision involved. Even though God's open all universal, God sinner. And so the worldwide promise through Abraham, we see that worldwide promise through the Lord Jesus Christ we have today. So God's promise are our foundation for our faith. We must believe them, especially when our current circumstances does not seem aligned with them. So Philippians chapter 4 verse 19 said, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Why we go back to Burma? Very typical. You have very small amount. Why you go back? We trust God. We believe that God can do, for us. God can through you guys, and God can. We have promised here. The word of God never change, and we have for sure a more sure word of the word of God. But at the same time, we must understand rightly divided. I understand that we don't know for the future, an earthly future. Our heavenly future is very sure. And Hebrews 13, chapter 13, verse 5 said, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So what a promise that we have. John chapter 10, verse 10 also said that thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. So what a promise we have. Worldwide promise, the promise of blessing, the blessing of promise of the great nation promise, all in chapter 12 verse 2 and verse 3. So and let's move on. Point number 3. I'm almost done. This is the last point. The obedience of faith. The obedience of faith. I'm going to repeat again. Point number 1, we going through the call to leave comfort. Point number 2, the promise of blessing. Point number 3, the obedience of faith. Verse 4 and verse 5. You see, verse 4, chapter 12, Genesis chapter 12, verse 4. So Abraham departed. See? Abraham, you see, we see that Abraham action. He departed. Abraham did not hesitate. He went forth as the Lord had spoken to him. So I remember the song. This is one of my favorite songs as well. Trust and obey. Trust and obey. For there's no other's way or other ways to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. So Abraham action, he did not hesitate. And not only that, the cause of obedience. We see the cause of obedience. He was obedient even though it meant becoming stranger in the promised land. So our country, Burma, we've been 10 years and God is blessed with, and you know, our ministry there, many people getting saved, and we baptize them. And we, this morning we see in the slideshow, and we are very excited to go back again. And so please remember for my family, pray for us and pray for all of my children. We will be praying for this ministry, and Pastor Blom and his leadership is encouraging me. You know, even, you know, I never knew him before. You know, I just call and he answered to me, and he just come up. You know, we first time we came in Wednesday night here Bible study, and then now we are second time, Lord, and we praise the Lord for that, and God is working together. So the cause of obedience, and the cause of obedience for Abraham's life, and then we see the legacy of faith. His obedience show his courage and belief in God. Verse 4, so Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him, and Abraham was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. You know? The legacy of his faith we see. And then also verse 5, and Abraham took Sarai his wife and Lot his brother's son and all their substance that they had gathered and the souls that had gotten in Haran, and they went forward to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came. So obedience is the outward sign of our faith, and we must act on what God has called us to do even when we are afraid or uncertain. Talking about faith, we can see his faith on Hebrews chapter 11 verse 8 through verse 10 says this: by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. He went out, and he went out not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which have foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Our God is he make everything. He loves us so much. We must obey like Abraham did. And Hebrews chapter 11 verse 16 also says this: but now they desire a better country, that is in and heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he had prepared for them a city. God is prepared for us a city. Jesus says, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. You, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also, as you trust Christ. If you are not trust Jesus as your personal Savior yet, just don't waste the time. Just trust Christ even now, because he loves you. He loves us so much. That's why he died on the cross for us. And so we must respond like Abraham responded. So, and this is my conclusion. And faith is not about having all the answers, but about trusting God even in the unknown. What God is calling you and I to leave behind and to step out in faith with Him. The assurance that as we are obedient, we become a part of God's plan to bless the world. We have the truth. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So yesterday, one lady as well, we talked about, and I said, are you 100% sure that you're going to heaven? She said, no. And then I explained a little bit. We don't have much time with her. She is rushing with their kitchen stuff, and my wife and I gave the tracks to her, but everyone need to know that we are where we are going after we die. We are not an animal, you know. We have soul. God created us, and we are thinking about, oh wow, I am sinner. You know, even though I'm not sin, you know, I don't do wrong. But the Bible says we are a sinner. We need a savior. The Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has risen from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So those Bible words, every sinner, every people, you know, each one of us need to know. And so God is called you and I to leave behind. So we must have faith to Him so that we can bless the world. And Hudson Taylor, I want to read it about. I wrote it here. Hudson Taylor was a pioneering English missionary to China, famous for founding the China Inland Mission, CIM. So, which brought Christianity to China's interior by adopting Chinese dress and living among the people, demonstrating radical faith and dependence on God for funding, and surviving immense personal tragedy to see hundreds of missionaries serving China by his death. And Taylor's life was marked by significant personal loss and hardship. The death of his first wife, Maria Dyer, whom he married in 1858, and several of their children in China. He also endured illness, financial difficulties, and political turmoil. Despite these suffering, he remained steadfast in his faith and commitment to his mission. By the time of his death in 1905, the CIM was the largest missionary organization in China, with over 800 missionaries and 125,000 Chinese Christian converted. Taylor's methods and example deeply influenced future generations of missionaries and continue to shape global missions through OMF International. His life is summarized by his desire to show what great things God can do through very small people. Wholly surrender to Him. So God can use you, God can use me, God can use Hudson Taylor, and he has a plan for each one of us. But are we follow like Abraham did? So faithful to the unknown. Now our turn to follow God's direction by faithful to the unknown. Start from here. And abroad, starting here and abroad, like the country of our country, Myanmar, Thailand, and outermost part of the earth. So never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God. That is a quote, I wrote it down. So also, A.W. Tozer, he quote this, people who are crucified with Christ have three distinct marks. Number one, they are facing only one direction. Number two, they can never turn back. And number three, they no longer have plans of their own. So we must be faithful to the Lord. And Abraham did his part. Now our part to follow the Lord's direction. As a Christian, you know, the time is very short. We must busy in his business. I'm thankful that we have a lot of bus kids. And, you know, this is not an accident. This is not an accident. Behind the scene, you can tell that a lot of workers, a lot of bus worker, ministry, pastor, deacon, assistant pastor, they are busy for that. That's why we have baptism people. I mean, people baptized, trust Christ, and baptized. We must work together, follow the Lord's will. Let's pray together for tonight. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for the word of God, the book of Genesis, chapter 12, verse 1.